USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City for tomorrow's arraignment on what's believed to be dozens of charges stemming from alleged money paid to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential campaign. So when he arrives at the courthouse in Manhattan tomorrow,
he'll be brought in through a side entrance away from most of this. The Secret Service saying they're going to handle this very conservatively. And while he is booked and processed in the courthouse behind me, his fingerprints taken, documents being filled out and so forth, getting ready to go in for that arraignment, we'll also have a protest happening here by some of his loudest and most vocal supporters.
NBC correspondent Garrett Hake in New York. Once he's processed and we learn all about those charges, Trump is set to deliver a speech tomorrow night from back in Florida. The Virginia grade school teacher who was shot by one of her students is suing. Abigail Zwerner contends administrators at the school in Newport News failed to act despite knowing about the child's history of violence. Perhaps taking a lesson from Elon Musk's mass firings of Twitter, McDonald's has temporarily closed its corporate offices in Chicago ahead of a lot of layoffs. An email told workers to stay home till Thursday. Crude oil prices are up by about 6% today on word that Saudi Arabia is reducing production. So what will that mean at the pump?
It's possible based on this movement in oil prices that we could see gas prices increase anywhere from 10 to 15 cents.
AAA's Mark Jenkins in Tampa. Saudi Arabia says it wants to maintain world market stability. Three shows, more than 200,000 fans. The math for Taylor Swift's weekend in Texas for her shows at AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's the end of the college basketball season tonight when Connecticut plays San Diego State for the men's championship in Houston. Last night, LSU beat Iowa for the women's national title. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's election day in the city of Chicago tomorrow, a runoff between last month's top two finishers in the mayoral primary. Paul Vallas and Brandon Johnson are competing to succeed Lori Lightfoot, who finished third in the primary. It's a new disturbing trend when it comes to people being smuggled across the southern border. The smugglers are often dumping children, leaving them to fend for themselves.
Smugglers have no regard for human life, including children. They're there for one reason, and that is to make a profit.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar calls that unforgivable. He says the damage done is tough to everyone, both the kids and the border agents who save those kids.
No matter how tough you are, it has to have an impact on one's wellness.
Just around El Paso, the Border Patrol has recovered nearly 12,000 unaccompanied children since October. That's a 42% increase over last year. Here's a welcome prediction. Some grocery prices could start coming down soon, starting with the item that became, well, the face of last year's price spikes.
My guess is on the egg side, I'm looking for prices to really start to improve this summer going into fall.
Midwest agriculture economist Chad Hart also expects some items to not drop in price.
What I'm worried about on the beef side is the cattle herd has shrunk because of the drought over the past couple of years, so I think we could see those prices remain somewhat sticky as we move through 2023.
Hart also expects the price of bacon to drop. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.